So, okay, we got these folks who set up shop outside the Stanwoodopolis post office and prop up posters of the Prez with an Adolf Hitler mustache and wait for hostile reactions. They're not Nazis or Republicans, and they sure aren't Democrats unless they're monumentally disappointed. I've got pals who become so infuriated with this deplorable mockery they jumped right into the fray, sounding off and ending up at high decibel. All I can figure is this is the reaction they're hoping for. Kind of the political equivalent of the church that goes around the country protesting at the funerals of fallen soldiers with signs saying God hates fags and burn in hell, sinner. Bring in the clowns. Hire some serious psychiatrists. Consult the talking heads on PBS and Fox, but this seems like goofball inchoate rage to me. Go down to the sea and rifle ping pong balls into the wind with messages like your mama isn't, or the Chinese are still inscrutable, or doctors are torturers. Let the current take them to all the beaches of the world. The new message in the bottle is this: if you find this, mail it to the United Nations. Expect black helicopters to find you. Now, I'm no paragon of sanity myself, I'll grant you. I believe we all skate on a thin layer of reality that can crack and shatter any time, plunging us who knows where into what dark depths. But I try not to encourage my fellow travelers to venture out into the unsolid middle. There seems to be a vicious perversity afoot, a loathing that wants all of us to pitch into chaos, flail, and fight with ourselves. The goblins are among us. If I had an antidote, believe me, I'd offer it. My only advice is to turn the other way. Don't make eye contact. Fall down and play dead if necessary. Short of that, avoid mailing letters down at the post office.